With SRN Sports, I'm George Williams. NCAA Bowl football yesterday. It was the Peach Bowl. Fifth-ranked Texas prevailed over number 4 Arizona State 39-31. The Longhorns won, completing a fourth and long touchdown pass to keep the game going late, and then defeating the Sun Devils in double overtime with an interception. In the big daddy of them all, the Rose Bowl, 8th-ranked Ohio State was victorious over the top-ranked Oregon Ducks 41-21. Buckeye quarterback Will Howard was at a loss for words after the victory.
It's humbling, and I'm just in shock, and I'm lucky.
Elsewhere in New Orleans, the tragic events that took place on New Year's Day impacted the Sugar Bowl between Georgia and Notre Dame. The game was postponed till later today because of the deadly attack, which took place about a mile from the host Superdome location. The Sugar Bowl CEO, Jeff Hundley, said public safety was paramount. This is SRN Sports. Also in bowl play today in college, Duke will play number 14 Ole Miss in the Gator Bowl. In the NBA last night, the Pistons defeated the Magic 105-96, Wizards over the Bulls 125-107. Heat down the Pelicans 119-108, Knicks over the Jazz 119-103. Raptors beat the Nets 130-113, and it was the Rockets over the Mavericks 110-99. Nuggets were winners over the Hawks 139-120, and the Kings beat the 76ers 113-107. NCAA men's top 25 college basketball, 11th-ranked UConn defeated DePaul 81-68. Only one NHL game yesterday was the Kings over the Devils 3-0. Then in the NFL, looking forward to this weekend, Eagles running back Saquon Barkley will sit out his team's final regular season game against the Giants. The decision will leave him 101 yards shy of Eric Dickerson's NFL single-season rushing record of 2,105 yards set in '84. SRN Sports.